Blog Talk Radio.
Because this is our Halloween special, and we have a special guest. First, I want to welcome everyone listening live, and a shout-out for those that are also in the chat room. Alan, Brianna Loves Reba, Love Me, Sean Mock 132, and Tina Marie, hey, everybody. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Sarah, who's from Egypt, but she's having internet problems right now. Just wanted to give her a shout-out. I also want to give out a shout-out to Love Me in the chat room, who's Jaden. She's new here. So, hey, Jaden. So we are back in the studio today for our Halloween show. Thanks for everyone that tuned in last week. Scary. Thanks, everyone that tuned in last week when we were live on location with Colt Chambers in Georgia. This was a special episode because it was our first episode we did live on location, and it was also our 50th episode. We had a blast and posted many pictures and videos for you. They're on Facebook and on Twitter, and we will now we'll post them on the site as well on Your Time with Josie. However, tonight will be spooktacular. We have a great chit-chat segment, and we will speak with guest Chelsea Ray. And we'll also have our eBay and tweet segment to return tonight. And stay tuned for a new segment called The News with Peanut's Eyes. And as you guys know, Peanut is our little character, and he's hilarious, and you'll find out why. And you won't want to miss a moment of tonight's show. So we'll start out with our chit-chat segment that we will put a Halloween twist on tonight for you all. since there is still a day or so for you to get a Halloween costume, if you did not have one already, we thought we would help you out. I searched several websites to find the hottest costumes this year for you. These costumes are ready for purchase, or there are even some you can create with what you have already at home. The hottest costumes this year are, first, anything, vampire. No surprise there with all the vampire series you got going on. Also, Avatar costume. a VP costume, a Michael Jackson costume, Kate Gosselin, Jersey Shore, mainly Snooki and the situation, and, of course, Lady Gaga, with several different options out there. But if you want something to really blow everyone away, there is a steakhouse in New York that is selling the famous raw meat dress replica for $100,000. I want to hear from you. So call in or write in the chat room what you are going to be for Halloween. Oh, yeah. You got the scary music right there. I would also we got some chat room things. One person says Snooki, Jersey Shore. Oh, Brianna Loves Reba is going to be Lady Gaga. Awesome, awesome. I knew that would be a popular one. So, anyway, I would like to take a moment to say thanks to all of our sponsors. First, Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com, INC.com, or go to our website and click on the link to see the featured pet of the month. Remember, local adoptions only. Next, Dunkin' Donuts in Oriel Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for their support in promoting Your Time, Josie, every week. If you live in Delray Beach, Florida, stop by and get some yummy donuts or any of their other awesome products. Last but not least, we have Colt Country Radio, your one radio stop for all things country. And I want to thank them for promoting Your Time with Josie every day. You can go to coltchambers.info to tune in, coltchambers.info. So, everyone, I would really like to introduce our guest for today. Everyone, please welcome Chelsea Ray. Hello?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hi.
Hello, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
I am doing great. So glad to be talking to you.
I'm glad to be talking to you, too. It's been a while since we've been talking about tacos.
Absolutely. So I'm talking about Halloween and all that good stuff. Do you have your costume yet?
Man, I'm lame. I actually don't, and I don't have any plans for Halloween. I'm not. I have no idea. We'll see what happens. I'm spontaneous, so we'll see what I end up doing.
Absolutely awesome. And we got some pretty good ideas, actually, from the chit-chat segment. So I will start off with the interview. So let's start off with this. At what age did you start singing?
There's a couple ways you could say that. I guess there was always music playing around my house, primarily country music, and so I grew up in the back seat of a Honda Civic in my little booster seat, jamming to things like Garth and Wynonna and Clint Black, Trisha Yearwood, Vince Gill, things like that, and music wasn't really anything I thought about being a career until I hit about 13. But throughout elementary school, middle school, high school, I was in choirs and plays and things like that. And so I think I didn't start taking it somewhat seriously until I was 13, I would say.
Oh, and so how did you get started in the music business?
When I was a senior, I think it was, in high school, there was a local booking agency near my hometown, and they wanted interns.
Oh, wow.
And a friend of mine knew how interested I was in becoming a singer-songwriter and moving to Nashville once I graduated, and she let me know about it, and I contacted the people and jumped in and interned for them, and it just opened my mind to, you know, kind of what the music industry was about just a little bit, got my feet wet, and then I had some more confidence and pursued some people who were doing who had, like, freelance magazines, internet country magazines, and I started writing show reviews and album reviews for them and had a real good time doing that. Got a chance to meet some of my heroes and talk to some great people through that. And,
wow.
And then, and did a little bit of that right when I moved to town, and that helped broaden my circle of people and co-writers and really kind of opened the door for me down here. And then it just went from there.
That is so cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Who are your? You already did that. That was a chat room question. Do you have any upcoming performances where fans will be able to see you?
I do. I've got a couple smaller writer's rounds here in town. November 9th, I'll be playing Picks here in Nashville, which is at the Best Western off Broadway. But what I'm really stoked about is I've got my CD release party coming up. I've got a new EP that's going to drop November 29th, a month from today, which is actually my 21st mm-hmm. birthday. And we've put together a party at Exit Inn. It's going to start at 8 p.m., and it's $10 to get in, and we're going to stream live. So for those who aren't in the Nashville area, they'll be able to tune in. There'll be more information about that soon. And I'm really excited because I get to play alongside Bo Bice, who's a friend of mine, a co-writer of mine. And so that's quite an honor, and I'm really grateful that he decided to come out and play for us. And have some other friends who are very talented that are going to show up and play as well. So I really can't wait for everyone to come out and see us play the new stuff and get a chance to see all my friends play who are also very talented. So I'm really looking forward to my birthday.
Definitely. And it'll be so much fun. I saw you also had Susie Ravik and some other talented people. Susie Ravik was actually on my show.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. Yeah, she's on the show, and it's funny because I can tell that y'all are from the same area because you talk exactly the same. It's hilarious. Even like the words you choose, it cracks me up.
It was a fun show.
Yeah, Susie's hilarious.
Definitely. So let's see. Tell me a little bit about your upcoming CD called Ember.
Yeah. Well, I titled it Ember because I think it sounds cool, but that's not the only reason why. There's a bunch of reasons why I decided to call it that, but the actual reason why was because I did release an EP before this one, and we can talk about more about that in a minute, but I felt like the things that have happened in the past 6 months or so since I've made the other album, it really kind of lit a fire under me, and I felt like I was finally really getting started with what I wanted to do, and I felt like I had really defined a sound for myself and really started to grow into my own. And so I felt like I was just getting started, and you know, an ember to a flame is just the beginning. So I kind of wanted to, that's just what I had to say about that, is it was a beginning for me. And as far as what it sounds like, I'm very excited about it. I got a chance to write with some people that are just very talented. I got a chance, I wrote a song called I Smell Smoke with Bridget Tatum, who wrote She's Country. And She's Country is my jam, as anybody will tell you. But so it was very cool to get a chance to work with Bridget, and we've become pretty good friends. And so that was just a real honor to have a chance to do that and then have her say that it was okay for me to put it on the record. And I also got a chance to put one on there that I co-wrote with Bo Bice, and that one's called Love Unsaid, and that's just a tune that kind of goes out to all my friends, fans, and family who have been there from the beginning. And, you know, you get to town here and you don't really have a lot going on for yourself. You're an 18-year-old kid and you're a starving artist and just trying to make ends meet. And, you know, there are people around town, and there's still people, friends and family and stuff of mine, that take care of me whenever I, you know, need something. And I can't tell you what a blessing that's been. So I wrote that song with Bo just as kind of a thank you to the people who have ever helped me, but especially in this last 2 years while I've been out here in Nashville. And basically, I think the whole sound of it's a country rock thing that I've put together, and it's going to be 6 songs. I've got a couple slow songs that one of them's kind of got like a Kelly Clarkson edge to it, and the rest of it's pretty country. I like to think of my music as kind of like if Kelly Clarkson and Miranda Lambert got in a fight, and then they sprinkled it with the Judds and maybe a little bit of Aretha. It's kind of what it sounds like. So I hope that everyone gets a chance to listen to it and, you know, finds a song that they like or that they can identify with. I always want to create something to inspire people to reach higher or, you know, just have a good time. We've got some party songs on there and some cheating songs on there and stuff. So I'm really excited for people to hear it.
That is so cool, definitely. Okay, people want me to get to this question in the chat room right now. and it's a funny question. Alan asks, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
That's awesome, because I love shoes, especially boots. So,
Yeah,
it's like my favorite thing. I wear them all the time. I'm trying to think of, I don't know offhand, like, I don't just walk around and go, hey, let me think real quick, like, I've probably got a solid 12 pairs of shoes, and two of them are boots, and I wear the heck out of them.
Oh, yeah, love the boots. Definitely. And let's see here, I'm trying to find all the questions. Where will fans be able to purchase your album, Ember, when it comes out?
Actually, we are doing a pre-sale right now, and what they can do is go on my Facebook, and if you just go facebook.com/ChelseaRaeSongs, and Ray is just R-A-E, I've got a little tab on there that says fundraiser, and we actually need about $250 to $300 to finish the production on the project. So that we can put it out, so everyone gets a chance to hear it, and all the people who have put money behind it, which I'm so grateful for. It's been amazing what, you know, people I hardly know have shelled out hundreds of dollars, which just really touches me, to be honest with you, because, you know, this is my dream, and it's really neat to have people that barely know you support you like that. It's pretty cool. But,
Anyhow,
you can go on my Facebook and can click the fundraiser button. And then a copy is $10, and anything helps is much appreciated. And after that, we'll set up links all over, you know, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and eventually, hopefully, by the first part of the year, we'll have my own website up, and that'll make things easier. But for now, you can find out everything that's going on with the album via Twitter and or Facebook. But, any kind of donation toward that would be awesome. It would mean a lot to me.
Awesome. I posted facebook.com/ChelseaRaeSong in the chat room so people could just be a click away and check that out.
That's great.
Anytime. And then lovely Jaden in the chat room asked, does she think drinking water before singing helps her?
I definitely do. That's kind of ironic that they would ask that, because that's kind of my thing. Like every time before a show, I'll usually get my iPod, and I've got a thing on there called Show Jams, and it's like a bunch of music that pumps me up, and I'll listen to that, and then and kind of get by myself, maybe say a prayer or whatever, and then I'll be like, I need water, and I'll just drink a bunch of water, and I'll actually usually, the thing that I find that really helps hydrate me is Gatorade. Like, I'll drink a Gatorade the night before, and even another one, like, in the morning, if I know I have a show that night, and it just really, because hydration, and Martina McBride is actually somebody who says this too, hydration is very key for being able to use your voice most effectively. If you're dried out, it's really strenuous on your voice. So, yeah, most definitely water helps.
Yeah, and people also say that tea works as well, if you like tea, of course.
Hot things on your vocal cords are always a great thing. I usually have a couple different beverages going just to help out my vocal cords, but water being key, yes.
Absolutely. So let's see here, some more awesome questions. Do you write your own songs?
I do write my own songs. I started writing when I was 13, and, I've just continued to do it. When my parents were going through their divorce is when I really found it, and I was influenced a lot by Kelly Clarkson, and, it inspired me to start writing, and it was just a form of therapy for me when I was younger, and then I really grew a passion for it, and so I started to, take classes on it and things like that. And it's something that you have to continue to work at, if you really want to get better at it. Even the people who have had number ones here in town will continue to say that, they're still a work in progress. So if anyone's out there who's, trying to learn how to write songs, don't get discouraged, because even the best of the best will sit down and think they have a great idea and they won't be able to finish it, or it doesn't turn out, how they'd like it to. So, yeah, I definitely write my own songs. It's something that's very important to me. I'm very passionate about, and it's really a way for me to express myself in a different way and bring other people in on kind of what goes on through my head.
Yeah, and then people can relate to them as well, which is also a really good thing too.
Yeah, music is great like that, where we can kind of it's powerful. You know, you can heal a lot of people through that. I do something here in town called Musicians on Call. If anyone is a musician out there, but I don't know where all the chapters are, but we've got a great one out here in Nashville, and it's musiciansoncall.org. And you can go around to the different hospitals here in town and actually play bedside to the patients, and you'd be so surprised. You walk in, and the vibe in the room is very down, and by the time you leave, you've got smiles in the room. So music's definitely a very powerful thing, and it's a great thing to share, and I'm glad that I have the gift and the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. That is so cool that you do that. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Anytime. I have another good question up here, if I could find it. Okay. Sean Mock, just lost it. Sean Mock 132 asks, do you follow your fans on Twitter and Facebook?
I do. I love keeping up with everybody as much as I can. And if you at reply me or direct message me or send me anything on my Facebook or anything, I do my best to get back to you as soon as I can, because I just love to talk. And I like to know what's going on with everybody. Yeah, obviously. I like to know what's going on with everybody as much as I can. And so, yeah, definitely send me a request and we'll talk.
Awesome. And what's your Twitter at linky thingy?
That sounds really official. It's Chelsea Ray Song.
Awesome. Awesome. And I will post that in the chat room as well.
Thank you. Man, you're on it. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm on this. I did my research. Okay, anywho.
I like that.
So, okay. Do you play any instruments?
I do. I play a little bit of a guitar, and that's something you're always working on as well. And, I've got a Taylor guitar that I love, and then I've got another Fender guitar that I also love. So I have what I like to call guitar lust. Like, I don't play much electric right now, but man, if you take me to like the Gibson Factory or let me hang around any NAMM festivals, I'm drooling. I love guitars.
That is so cool. Did you like self-teach yourself or did you take lessons?
It's been kind of a mixture. I've had multiple teachers of all different backgrounds and genres and things like that, and each one of them has taught me something different that's helped me develop, a little bit of my style or my knowledge of the guitar. And then just taking what you know and kind of just sitting down and using it, you'll start to develop and notice other. I kind of like to just call it exploring the fretboard. You'll just notice new things. And I think it's been a combination of things. But mainly I think other people have taught me a lot of stuff, and I appreciate them for it.
Definitely. Oh, and Lovey also has a question about that. Do you prefer electric or acoustic when performing?
It's totally different. They're totally different animals. I mean, when I play by myself acoustic, like at a writer's round, it's my acoustic guitar, and I love that dynamic of a writer's round. I think it's so intimate, and it's just stripped down, and it's a lot about the voice and the lyric. But I absolutely love getting on a stage in front of a band and rocking everyone's face off. I think that's a lot of fun.
Oh, that is awesome. Let's see here. Oh, here's a funny question. So Peanut, who is a squirrel, she asked, oh my goodness, I can't even say this with a straight face. Can you ask Chelsea if she'll follow the squirrel on Twitter? And does Chelsea have a lot of squirrel fans? Oh, man.
I will most definitely follow the squirrel on Twitter if they will request me first or tweet me, because I'm not sure what their at reply name is, and I'm not sure what squirrel fans are.
I don't know. I just read them. I don't know what that is. But, all right. I just thought that was hilarious. Okay. okay. So, back to some good questions. Let's see. Oh, what is the best advice you have ever received?
Oh, wow. Ooh. Oh, man, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can pick something that's the best. If y'all let me, I'll pick a couple things that I think of that have, you know, that have been really cool or have been helpful.
Definitely.
Kelly Clarkson has really influenced me to, you know, become an artist, and I've had the opportunity to have her listen to some of my music, which was a really big honor to me. And just having her listen to that and then talk to me later about it and tell me to stick with it was really a cool moment and very encouraging. But let's think. I think, and this is something that I guess I've heard a lot of people say, well, it would be that it seems really obvious, but you've got to get out here and just work your tail off. And that's going to come in all different shapes and sizes. Because you're probably going to have a day job, and you're going to probably have to find a way to balance your practicing for your gigs and your co-writes and stuff and still hold down a job so you can pay for your rent and everything. So that's something that seems obvious, but don't forget it, and don't get discouraged if everything's not happening lickety-split, because it just takes a lot of work. And then be yourself is another big one, which seems really cliche, but these are just some of the staple things that – if you keep them in mind and you kind of let them direct the way you make your footsteps in this town, it'll help you out, save you a lot of trouble. And the thing is if you know who you are, like if you know who you are as a person, and then you learn who you are as an artist, and you're not afraid to be those people, then you'll be just fine, and no one will, you know, you'll make your own path, and you won't worry about all the junk that's involved with everything. And so I don't know if that really answered your question very well, but those are things that have helped me out. So.
Absolutely. Those are really great advice that everyone could follow as well. That was more than we wanted. That was awesome. Thank you.
Well, I hope so. Thanks.
Definitely. So let's see. Another fun question. We're going to have some fun questions now.
I love it.
What is your most prized possession?
Oh, man, huh. Let me think about that for a second. I've got some cool stuff, man. Just, I don't know. People have, I just really cherish things. If, you know, if I really respect somebody or look up to somebody or I'm close friends with anybody and they give me something, it means a lot to me. I'm trying to think of my most prized possession. I've got some things I really care about. Well, the thing that's sticking out in my mind right now would have to be my cowboy boot that Garth Brooks signed. That was cool.
Ooh, that is cool.
And, Garth's the man, so I think at least for right now, that's the thing that's got my attention.
that wins.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So let's see here. So here is like a really fun question that we always ask our guests. So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. So what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you while performing?
I have one. And the thing about that's more embarrassing, and I'm just going to be honest with you, this wasn't very long ago at all. So, but it's funny. I think it was funny, but it's embarrassing. So I got invited out by a very talented songwriter in town. I was pretty honored to have the chance to go ahead and play her songwriter round. And I had been practicing one of my songs, and on the guitar. And I've played the song plenty, but I had had someone else on the guitar to play it, and I decided to take that on as a challenge and learn the tune, and I felt pretty comfortable with it, so I was like, all right, I'm ready to go play it in front of everybody. And I tell you what, I didn't play the guitar very well that night. So it was embarrassing, but it was funny. It was funny, and it's one of those things where if you make light of it, everyone else will too, and it just ended up kind of being funny. So it was embarrassing because, you know, you're in a room full of talented people, but that kind of stuff happens to you, and if you're able to make light of it, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, you're human.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Exactly.
Definitely. So. We've had some good ones, actually, on the show. That one's not bad. Definitely.
Oh.
We've had dress malfunctions, everything.
Yeah, I don't wear a lot of dresses, so that probably wouldn't happen.
Okay, good. Then you're safe, so I hope that never happens.
Yeah.
Or falling off the stage. Never.
No, that hasn't happened yet. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. That's good. So let's see here. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a cat. And her name is Simba, and she just turned 14, but she's crazy. And she still fights all these other cats like she's a kitten. And she's really pretty, though. I love that cat.
Ooh. Cute. How cute. So let's see. Tim in chat room asks, if Chelsea could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
It would definitely be Kelly Clarkson, because her voice is just off the Richter scale great, and she's just had such a huge influence on me, and I love her talent, so I'd be honored to share the stage with her.
Definitely. We should start a petition so we can make that happen.
Let's do it.
Cool.
I'm into it. All for it.
I'm game. I'll help out. I'm game.
I'm game.
Oh, yeah. Another question from Tina Marie asks, does Chelsea dress herself for a performance, or does she have someone who dresses for her?
Who dresses me?
Yeah, can you pick out your own clothes, or does someone, have to pick out your own?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I pick out my own clothes. I'm indie.
Okay.
I don't have anybody. I'm not that cool yet. That would be cool, though.
Okay, well, at least you can pick out your own stuff. That's
maybe I'll do that
much,
as a contest sometime, like for a show. I'll let y'all pick out my clothes.
Oh, that would be really cool. That would. Maybe when
that'd
you reach,
fun.
Like, the your, like, specific goal on Twitter and do something like that, I don't know, that'd be kind of cool.
I think that would be neat. Let's do it.
Definitely. I also want to mention Alan in the chat room. He's my web designer, and he also runs KCKellyville.com, a popular Kelly Clarkson
site.
Definitely. And he says that everyone from KC Kellyville will also help make your dream come true. So,
oh, that's really sweet. Man, that's cool. I used to visit that site, and I've bought some merch from there before.
Definitely. And we'll work it. I'm telling you. We'll work it. Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Don't even play. We got this.
Don't even play.
Don't even play. I got this. I'm telling you.
Hello.
Yeah, and so definitely. So that's awesome. Coolio. Let's see here. Some more questions. Okay, here we go. So what do you like to do for fun? There we go.
Cool. I'm such a music junkie that I love going out on the town here in Nashville and going out and watching my friends play or watching new writers play. I think that's a lot of fun. I also just like to I love going to rodeos. Like in August, the PBR was here, the Pro Bowl Riders, and I had a blast at that. And I like fishing. And I like going to major concerts, you know, arena shows, too. Just kind of anything that's, you know, country living involved. I love doing that, you know, hiking and stuff like that. And
definitely.
And then just kicking it with your girls on the weekend. That's always a good time, just getting some movies and hanging out. That's fun.
Ooh, and I got a good question for you. So did on the whole movie topic, what's your favorite movie of 2010?
Oh, my goodness. What did I see recently? What came out this year? This year's flown by. I'm trying to
We had some good ones. We've had Paranormal Activity 2, which I seen yesterday, which was really good. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's really something.
Man,
yeah, and then there was Night and Day, Shrek, Avatar. That came out this year, right? Yeah, I think so. All those other ones.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, definitely.
You know what? I'm going to honest. I don't watch a ton of movies. And this is funny. I'm the friend who everybody's like, hey, Chelsea, have you seen Avatar? No. Have you seen whatever? No. And, like, 2 years later, I'll be like, hey, guys, I just saw an awesome movie. Oh, great, Chelsea, what was it? I just saw Knocked Up for the first time, and they're like, that came out like 3 years ago. And I'm like, I know, it's a classic. It's hilarious. So I'll just tell you the most recent movie I watched that I liked was Killers with Katherine Heigl and Ashton Kutcher. I thought it was cute and it was funny.
Awesome. It's kind of funny. I have friends that
like
that too.
Okay, good. Good. I'm not the only one. See, I'm all about the music all the time. And so I could tell you a whole bunch of great albums that came out this year, but when it comes to movies, I struggle sometimes, but that's the one I saw most recently that I really enjoyed.
Awesomeness. Cool. So let's see here. What is your favorite food? And if you cook, what is your favorite dish to make?
Oh, man. I love cereal, but I think I'm kind of growing out of that. I don't know. It's not as great as it used to be. But I really love, my mom makes this really killer pasta dish that's like, it's just like penne pasta and red sauce and then ground turkey. And then she puts all, you know, basil and garlic and stuff in it. And it's great. I like anything with, like, red sauce in it for some reason, like pizza, which I don't eat a lot of pizza because I try to, I eat really healthy, like OCD healthy.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But, and then as far as cooking, I honestly don't cook a lot. I can't even remember the last time I tried to cook something. So, if I cook anything, I'm pretty proud of it, even if it doesn't really turn out that great. I did take some foods classes in high school. I enjoyed baking more than anything. I thought that was fun because there's kind of an art to it. And I'm not much to cook.
but you won me over with pasta because I'm 100% Italian, and that's yum made.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. You've got to love pasta. And then chicken. Chicken of any kind is just, I love chicken. Like,
absolutely.
So you've got to love chicken.
Sounds good to me. Oh, yeah. Now I'm hungry. Let's see here. In the chat room, we got a list of questions here from the chat room. What is it like on the road?
You know, honestly, I'm not touring yet. We're still trying to get off the ground here in Nashville. So, man, I'd love to know what it was like because that's the biggest thing I want to do. Is I'm just a gypsy at heart, so I can't wait for the day that comes that I get a chance to go out on the road and play music for a living. But but from what I hear, you know, I've got friends out on the road and they say it's a lot of fun. You know, it's new towns all the time and just new people. It's just it's really busy and a lot of fun. You just you know, a lot of hanging out and free time and busy time all at once. So I can't wait to do that, but that's a good question.
Definitely. And when you do start going on the road, come to Illinois. That's where I live. I want to see you live.
Of course. I'd love to go play a show at Joe's. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. So, yeah, let me know.
Most definitely. I would let you know.
Awesome. So let's see. Everyone in the chat room is asking if you could sing a little a cappella for us, maybe of a chorus or something.
Yeah. Should I put my phone on speaker? Would that be most effective?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, just a second. All right, let me think about what I want to sing real quick.
Cool. So excited.
All right. I'll sing like a verse and a chorus of my song Justice, if you'll let me.
Awesome. It sounds good.
All right. Justice was on track. Take a team to stay. Justice got derailed. Justice drew a match with a crooked hand to fate. Justice did not prevail. Now justice could bow out and throw in the towel, but justice is not going down. We'll give him hope, give him a reason to keep on laughing, give him faith to believe that miracles can happen, give him healing, give him strength to stand up and rise above this. Give him love, give him who he was, give him justice. There it is.
That's so beautiful. You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, you're
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And also, I read somewhere that Justice is actually, it has a story behind it, a really cute story that, can you share with us?
Most definitely. That story is very near and dear to me. I had a friend in our junior year of high school, and he was a great wrestler, and he got hurt wrestling and actually broke his neck, and it left him a quadriplegic, and but he really tried, he tried really hard every day to rehab his body with everything that he had, and he always had a smile on his face. And so once I moved here to Nashville with the challenges of trying to, you know, learn how to be an adult and pay your own bills and figure out the music business, it was kind of daunting. But I thought about Justice and how, what kind of challenges he had in front of him, but he did it with everything he had. And I thought, well, I'm able-bodied, you know, I should take a page from him and just kick this thing in the tail. So he really inspired me to just live life wide open. And so I decided I wanted to write him a song to just kind of in honor of him, to thank him for the person that he was. And so I went ahead and got together with my co-writer, Walker Hayes. He's a great artist here in town, and everybody should check him out, walkerhayes.com. And anyhow, we got together and we wrote Justice, and because I had a hook that said give him justice, and the reasoning behind that was that I felt like what happened to him wasn't fair. It's not fair to have anything like that happen to anybody, really, but you know, he just had such an amazing spirit. And so I wanted him to have like courtroom justice, and then I wanted him to have himself back. His name was Justice. I don't know if I said that, but so we got together and we wrote the song, and I got to show him the lyrics, you know, through email. And then he actually passed away about a month to the day after I showed him the song. And his mom emailed me and said, you know, we'd like to use these lyrics in some capacity for the service. And she said, you know, we know that time and distance is an issue for you, but if you could make it here, it would mean a lot to us. Well, that's all that I needed to hear. Just because he had done so much for me, it was just a huge honor to have anyone want to use that song and everything. So I flew home to Oregon, and I played the song at his service. And, you know, and seeing what happened to him, the end result of, you know, him losing his life, inspired me a whole bunch more, because, you know, it really, really showed me how quick this can go. And so I wanted to, you know, I wanted to just live as wide open as I could. And so I actually have a tattoo on my ribs now that says give him justice, just to remind myself to do that, to live with everything you've got and take risks and stuff, because you don't know if it, you know, you don't know when you're going to head out of here. So he was definitely an amazing person, and you know, that story just, that means a lot to me. So thanks for letting me take a chance to talk about it. And so the first record that came out, the first EP back in April, I was dedicated to him. It was called Justice, and it had that song on it, and it was just, you know, kind of a thank you to him for the person that he was.
Definitely. It's such a great song, and I love it, and it has a great message as well. And
I appreciate
that. I love that song. I just had to say that.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does.
Definitely. And thanks so much for sharing that story, too.
Thanks for letting me.
Awesome. Let's see. It looks like we have a caller on the line. You ready?
Oh, cool. I'm ready.
All right. Let's see. This is Jaden. Jaden, you there?
Hey, Josie.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You have a question for Chelsea?
Yeah. What age did she actually write her first song?
I was 13 when I first wrote lyrics. I didn't really have any music for it, but I had a melody for it, and you know, I could sing along to it. I wasn't really playing any instruments at the time, so yeah, I first wrote my first song when I was 13.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Bye. Awesome. I love taking callers. So much fun. Okay.
That is fun.
Coolio. Isn't it? So let's see. Everyone said in the chat room that you have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, tell them thank you so much. That means
it.
A lot. That's great.
Awesome. And then in the chat room, someone says, Walker Hayes sings Pants. Love it.
Yes, he does. That's his single. Man, I love that guy. He's so funny. He's got this song.
Yeah.
He's got all these songs that are just hilarious. Everybody, yeah, go check him out. He's way cool.
Definitely. Definitely. That was actually my mom who asked, who said that. She loved Walker Hayes.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, yeah. Here is another question. Reba Fan for Forever asks, Chelsea, have you ever met Reba?
I haven't met Reba, but, man, that would be an honor. She's done so much in country music for women and just in general, and she's such a strong performer. I've seen her perform a handful of times and was blown away every time, but now I haven't had the opportunity to meet her yet.
That would be so cool. And also, Reba Fans for Forever asked if you would ever do a tour with Reba as well.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That would be such an honor.
Yeah. Definitely. That would be really cool.
Yes.
I wish she's actually on tour now with Liam Womack and George Strait, so that's kind of cool. Check that out. Anywho. So that's kind of cool. So let's see here. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Hawaii's pretty cool. I've been there. And I like going up the mountains, too. Where I'm from in Oregon, there's Mount Hood. Is a fun place to go. And anytime I get to visit home now feels like a great vacation just because I don't get to see Oregon a lot anymore, and it's such a cool state and it's got so much to offer. But as far as like real vacation stuff, Hawaii's cool. I like going there.
Awesome. Never
I
want
to go to
Hawaii.
Mexico. You haven't been there before?
Ooh, that would be fun. That would be cool.
You said you haven't been to Hawaii before?
Oh, my. No, I never have been. My parents actually went for their honeymoon, but, you know, I have never been there. I want to, though. It's so bad.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I think everyone should go. It's cool because it's, like, tropical, but you're still, you have all your American, you know, things that you're used to, so you don't feel like you don't need a passport or anything. You know what I mean? That's what I
thought. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's see. Oh, man. Peanut the Squirrel says, tell Chelsea I'm following her on Twitter. I'm the squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, got some squirrels. Right on.
You got some squirrel followers now. That's a big
squirrel
time right
power.
There.
Right on.
Squirrel power. oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Oh, in the chat room, any videos planned for your songs? Any music videos?
Not right now. I would more than love to cut, like, 4 videos for y'all because a lot of times when I write the songs, I've got a video playing in my mind of the scene kind of playing out. So the video treatment has been in mind for quite a while, but not right now, but hopefully soon. You know, I'd love to. I think that'd be a really fun experience. So.
Absolutely, and if when you do, have all that stuff, we could just all see your news and updates on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. That's all.
Yes.
Definitely. All right, so we are actually running out of time, but I want to ask this one good question here in the chat room. Do you prefer to watch videos of a singer performing or a video that shows a story unfolding?
Oh, most definitely a story. But, you know, what I think is cool is that's something I think that we've gotten away from with a lot of videos. A lot of times it's very performance-based now. But something that I noticed a couple months ago, I was watching some old Garth Brooks videos. And the thing that was really cool about his videos is that he had a story that unfolded, but he completely performed that story and conveyed that story with everything he had. So I love watching story videos, but I think that they can be really – I think if you mix the two, so to speak, it makes it – it's a really neat dynamic. But, yeah, story videos are always my favorite.
Well, and it's so much fun to see, like, the kind of like the creation of everything and how it's put together.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Because for me, like, I always think about, okay, I bet the video is going to look like this. And then when you see it and it's, like, even cooler than you could have put together, you're like, man, this is awesome.
Definitely. So that would be cool to see some music videos with your songs, like Justice. That would be a good one.
That would be a tearjerker. That's what that would be.
That would be. That would be one of the sad ones.
I don't know if it has a story to it. I don't know if I could do it. We'll see.
I don't know. But it's really cool. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I had so much fun talking to you. It was awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I had a blast, and hopefully you can have me on again sometime.
Oh, yeah. You can come back anytime. I want to actually have you on again, when you're available. So we could just catch up with all of your new adventures.
I'd love to. And
awesome.
So I hope that you'll tune in November 29th once we get the link figured out as far as our streaming live. And everybody can tune it to the EP release of my 21st birthday party down here at Exit Inn at 8 p.m. Central Time. Bo Bice will be there and a bunch of other talented folks. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that everyone gets a chance to be on board.
Absolutely. I will definitely be checking it out. And also, happy early birthday.
Thank you. It's a big one.
You're welcome. Awesome. Well, I will talk to you soon. I have Twitter and stuff, so we'll keep in touch.
Right on. Well, y'all have a great night, and I really do appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Anytime. I had so much fun. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Awesome. I had so much fun talking to Chelsea Ray. She is so cool, so down to earth. I love talking to her. And I want to thank Jaden for calling in and everyone in the chat room. Now it's time for our silliest or strangest tweet. So tonight's tweets make the list of, do we really need to know all of this information? It goes underneath that category. So number uno, my feet are freezing, but I can't be bothered to move out of my bed and walk one step to get some socks because I'm too cozy. And the next one is, I am riding in a helicopter right now, and I have service up here, heading to the People's Choice Awards. mid-air tweeting, so 2010. The other one is, tweeting is becoming the time suck that is making me late to work. Next, we have, why am I so quick to file for this? Hit self with newspaper. No! Next one is, of course you are the only woman I talk to on the phone. Hold on, I got a beep. Your number is not on the phone because all my numbers got deleted. Yeah, who would file for that one? So now we are going to actually do another new, it's a new segment, that is going to be hilarious. Oh, yeah, hilarious. And this segment is called News Through Peanut's Eyes, Peanut the Squirrel. Here we go.
And now the weekly news roundup with Peanut the Squirrel.
It's the news according to me. Woo! This week, Lindsay Lohan and Thomas Hilton are still in jail. The San Francisco Giants are trying to win their first World Series since 1956 when they won the New York Giants against the Texas Rangers, who have never been in the World Series. Tuesday is election day in the United States, so everybody go out and vote for the next person who's going to screw us all over. Thanksgiving in the United States is only a month away. Turkey's everywhere. You're going to die. Apple is getting ready to release a new cell phone that nobody's able to use and doesn't work even if you can figure it out. Star Trek is still the number one rated show for people who are over 50 and still living in mom's basement. Another season of American Idol is going to start in a couple of months, and nobody cares. A petition has begun for Charmin toilet paper to put out a special Josie Show signature toilet paper. Santa Claus is under investigation when it was discovered that some of her sales were really children working in Taiwanese factories. Angelina Jolie wants to adopt more kids from third world nations. Kids in third world nations are scared for their lives. And that's the news to me this week. October 28, 2010. Tune in next week for more news. This is Peanut the Squirrel, and I'm out.
Thank you, Peanut, for that enlightening news segment. And that was news through Peanut's eyes. And now I want to just add that upcoming guests, on November 5th, 2010, we have singer-songwriter Savannah Uten. She will join us again to catch us up on what she has been doing. And then on November 12, 2010, we have a guest to be announced, so stay tuned for that. And then on November 19, 2010, we have musician and drummer Scotty Cuomos again to chat with us and update us on all the great things that have been going on in his world. We also have a fun game that we played last time, which is in the archives, so you can check everything out. Now we're going to do the crazy items sold on eBay. It's a segment that you all love. So here's what I found. So an egg with strange markings to look like the sun is up for $20. $20. All right. Okay, so let's see. Next, a potato shaped like Australia for $300. Then the moon is on sale for $19.95. What a nice vacation spot, people. All right, the moon. All right, so then next, a potato chip to look like the screen mask for $16. And then finally, a heart-shaped potato chip for $1. Imagine what your loved one would say when they opened up this unique gift. You may be looking for a new loved one. it's true. Also, we got a little game-a-roo happening. And it is the sing-along. This is going to be funness. So let's see. I will sing along. Let's have fun. First, I got to do the SpongeBob theme, okay? Because that's my signature song. So here we go.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Captain! Hey. Stop. Not cool.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Spongebob!
Fat, serving in yellow and porous is he!
Spongebob!
something you wish.
Then
drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
Ready?
Awesome. Let's do some now Halloween mist. Here we go. Let me try to find something good. Okay, I'm trying to find some sing alongs here. It's a nice little beat.
I was in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster
from the lab
began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom and the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster
mash.
The
monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
I hope I made you guys jump there. Arthur, let's see what else we got here. From the show tonight, I dressed up as a devil, and so now we gotta go, but I'm going to do my spookiest laugh. Are you ready? It may not sound good, but are you ready anyway? Here we go. Oh yeah. There we go. So I will leave you with that, and... Bye, guys.